Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. A soul in a state of wudu prostrates at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the souls transcend to the heavens whilst one is asleep. Those souls that are in a state of wudu make sajda before the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that by sleeping with wudu, the shaitan do not interfere with a person and he has true dreams. People who have nightmares should resort to this remedy. Inshallah, the shayateen would not interfere with them during their sleep. Using the miswak before sleeping. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep until he used the miswak. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to sleep at night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak and he would perform wudu. Note, using the miswak before sleeping is essential in order to maintain good healthy teeth. Using the miswak upon awakening. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awaken during the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke, whether it was during the day or night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always use the miswak first and then perform wudu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once he spent a night at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's home. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, he used the miswak. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.